Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
BJ and Jamie.
You know what I want to be when I grow up?
What?
A CEO.
Why?
Because I'm just reading this. We got a memo, right? We got a memo for all staff.
Yeah.
Apparently, our company has a new CEO, right? So we're supposed to all pretend like we're clean and amazing. So we all have to clean up our desks. We all have to clean up our offices. We have to do all this stuff and kiss her ass.
When do we have to do this?
Thursday.
Yeah.
This Thursday?
Yeah.
What time?
Yeah, like noon. Or something. Here's the thing. Like, wouldn't it be great to walk in a room and know that everybody cleaned for you?
It is pretty sweet.
I think for the first time in my career, I can't name the CEO.
What do you mean?
I don't know the name of the CEO.
Oh, well.
I think everywhere I've ever worked in my the past, I've always known who it was. Today, I can't even tell you.
But my point is this. Is like, can you imagine you're so like, hi, I am the CEO. You clean for me.
Do my bidding.
Right? Like, they literally told us we have to clean our offices and all our areas and have it all clean.
Shape up.
Yeah, right?
You got to shape up.
It's all a lie because these CEOs got to know that this is a lie. Like, that we have crumbs and stuff everywhere, right? Everything's just a mess. And they come in and they think it looks like that. That's not how we live.
Well, no, it's not. But it's how we do it. Even with family coming to visit us,
true.
You know, it's all the same.
Yeah.
I mean, my kid came into town last Thursday. And I spent all day Wednesday cleaning for no apparent reason. He knows I don't live that way.
You got in my head, though, about that.
Why?
Because now I feel bad. You said, who the hell buys a bunch of stuff from Amazon and leaves it in the boxes and doesn't even open it? And now I'm like, oh, my God, that's me.
Well, I don't remember saying, what do you mean?
You said that Lisa had a bunch of boxes at the front door.
Yeah.
And so you moved them over or whatever. And you're like, who the hell does that?
Yeah.
Who orders a bunch of stuff from Amazon and never opens it?
Yeah.
Looking at it right now.
Yeah.
Happens a lot at my house. The story I was telling you was it was for me. It had her name on the label, and I thought it was hers. So I moved this thing around for 5 days, bitching about why mine hadn't come yet. And it was that box.
Right.
And I moved it around for 5 days.
But I'm just saying that I literally, you guys, I don't know, do you have stuff you haven't opened?
No.
You don't?
Uh-uh. No.
Come on.
Absolutely not.
I don't either.
What?
Uh-uh. No.
Janelle? Oh, as soon as it gets to my house.
Yeah, I think it's not rare. But it's a small percentage of people that do that.
I don't think it's rare. I think a lot of us know what it is. Like, for
example, my wife does it.
For example, I bought Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah.
Right? To bring to the office.
Yeah.
I bought a pound of Jolly Ranchers to bring to the office. It's right sitting right on the, we call it the black thing. It's this black entry piece, right? And it's just sitting there. I haven't opened it.
No, not me. But when I order something, I look forward to the day it's going to arrive.
I track
that sucker from the time it's
really?
Invented. Yeah. All the way to the front door. And as soon as it arrives, I open up the box.
Maybe I don't have enough joy for Jolly Ranchers.
Maybe so. Or maybe you're just ordering too much.
Maybe. I don't know.
You know, that might be the case. I think we get order overload at my house.
Is that what happens?
I think so. I think boxes come we get boxes every day. Every day we get boxes. And I think so many show up, you fall behind.
Yeah.
Or maybe even forget what you ordered.
Yeah, that does. Oh, I do that. I go to orders. So I want to. Oh, this is so dumb.
Yeah.
So what I do is I go to orders to see if I want to open it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right,
why
that's rare.
Why did you order it if you have to do that, though?
Yeah. That's a waste.
You got a problem.
I do have a problem.
I will tell you, the biggest problem I see with all this is all the cardboard.
Yeah, that's a pain.
Dude, we have gone from, we cannot keep up with the cardboard, throwing it away, putting it in the recycle. Can't keep up with it. It's a full bin every single week. And it used to never be. I could go a month without them coming to get recycling.
That's why my son is working on, I'm not supposed to tell you, but the cardboard 8000, cardboard crusher 8000.
Ooh.
It's a little machine and it just crushes your cardboard for you.
I love it.
The Cardboard Crusher 8000.
Yeah, well, I'm the Cardboard Crusher 200-pounder at my house. I do it every single day, and I'm getting sick and tired
of
it.
Process.
I'm the 200.
You would buy this machine.
Yeah, I need it immediately.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.